My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 8th of August 2009 and the time is 15:23. Please could you tell me your name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Matthew Sanderlands, 15th of March 1963 and I'm from Birmingham.
Have you made the trip especially today?
Yes.
How are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
Pretty laid back at the moment. I'll probably feel different when I get on the JCB.
Has coming here been what you imagined it would be?
Yeah, I think it has. I'd forgotten how busy London was. But, yeah.
How did you first hear about the project?
The media, on the internet, BBC.
And what is it that inspired you to apply?
It's a chance in a lifetime. I'm nosy, I'm observant, I like buildings. And I just thought it's a chance to get up there and have that one precious hour slot in my life. Stand, watch the world go by, maybe chat to people, have a different vantage point at the architecture, and hopefully just enjoy myself.
And is it a precious thing for you to
yes,
have that hour?
Yes. I've seen Mr. Gormley's work around. We've got some of his work in our city, the Iron Man. Always liked it. I'm not a huge fan of art as such, but like I say, I appreciate architecture, appreciate culture coming from Birmingham. You have no choice. It just seemed like one of those things, yeah, I've got to do it. Don't know what I'm going to do, but I'll have a shot at it.
Where does your interest in architecture come from?
No idea at all. I just started looking up one day in Birmingham and just realised how beautiful the city was, even back in the 70s under all the grime. When you look up in a city, you see a lot more than just shop fronts, and I've just taken an interest from there. And it's gone on through to skyscrapers. I'm a member of skyscrapercity.com. Become a bit of an obsession, I have.
What's skyscraperscity.com?
It's an online forum. There's different threads for all the different countries in the world, different cities in those countries, where people just discuss not only skyscrapers, but that is the main interest, but we discuss all architecture in our city and around us.
And have you been to other cities and seen the architecture and the skyscrapers?
I went to Manchester a few weeks ago to have a look at their Beetham Tower, because it's very different to our Beetham Tower. But it's the only time I've ever made a specific trip to see a building.
And what did you think of the tower in Manchester?
Awesome, but not as pretty as ours.
So you said that you're not sure what you're going to be doing on the plinth, but could you talk us through the hour and what you think you might do?
I've got some toy parachutes which I'm going to attempt to attach small sweets to, hopefully successfully launch them off the plinth and maybe communicate with the people down on the ground where they're free to ask me anything they want.
And you'd like people to interact with you,
would
you?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would.
And why have you chosen to do that?
I don't really know. From the very beginning of the project, I thought an idea would come from somewhere. I hoped an idea would come from somewhere. And it's really been a roller coaster ride, watching the stream on the internet, seeing all different things people are doing, and seeing the things that people aren't doing as well. I wondered if what I was doing is art, but what art? I mean, you can stand and watch me moving around, throwing things off, talking to people, or you can go and look at a man on a horse and not see anything, really. So if people look at me and actually think something, whatever it is, I've made them think, therefore I think it's art.
And what have you thought of some of the other people that you've seen going up on the plinth?
Fantastic. Some Godzilla, some very creative. There was a gentleman that just sat and drank a bottle of champagne, very dignified, enjoyed his hour in his own way. The lady that cleaned it, where did that idea come from? You know, so I've been really impressed with some of the things people have done, even when they've not done anything really. So.
And do you think it offers a portrait of Britain today?
I'm not quite sure, because I wonder, and I like to think I'm not talking about myself here, but I wonder if it's brought the eccentric side of people out, the exhibitionist side of people. So I do wonder if it is a true representation of Britain. Where I'm from, maybe a chav with a beer can in his hand would be a truer representation. But everyone has their own different ideas. So.
Have you got any expectations about what it will be like up there?
Absolutely none at all. None at all. I'm just taking it every second as it comes.
What do you hope happens when you're on the plinth?
I hope I don't go down with a bout of vertigo. I don't think I will. I've been practicing standing on the edge of our own building. I hope the parachutes work, and I hope people interact with me in a friendly way. But if people wish to criticise me, then I'm up there. They can do.
And I know you've got vertigo, but do you have any other fears about going up?
No, not really. I haven't really got my head past the JCB yet.
Who would you say that you're doing this for?
Me. And it's a very selfish thing. I did consider supporting a charity, yet in the back of my mind, it's my hour, it always has been. I know it's quite a selfish thing, but I can support charities any time I want. I could just walk around the square with a banner supporting a charity. I think it'd probably have almost as much effect. So it's my hour.
And have you ever at any point felt pressure at all to entertain people watching, or has it always been?
I have done, yes. Have I got to pull a stunt? Have I got to get dressed up? I've wondered if sitting there on your mobile phone is going to entertain people, but. Then again, it doesn't matter, because a person chooses to go up there with a mobile phone and just text the world. That's entirely up to them. So,
what do you do for a living?
I'm a cabinet maker. I build sound systems, loudspeakers.
And how did you get into doing that?
I needed a job. I worked in the printing industry all my life. I ended up working in the media printing CD booklets, and ended up working in Europe. Worked all over Europe for that company as a plant procurement manager, setting up factories, copying the model we set up in Holland, the first one. All the plants were set up and I was to return as a machine operator, and I decided I didn't want that. So after 12 years based in the Netherlands, I came back, decided never wanted to see a print work ever again in my life. Did work. I worked on building sites, gardening, anything to make some money. Went back into print once. Serious mistake. My brother offered me a job, and now there's three of us and our own little business.
And has that been a positive change?
Yes, very, very. Always been a rock and roll.
And so, do people hire your equipment that you build?
No, we sell. And we install.
And so you spent some time in Holland?
Yeah.
How was that?
Well, I only went for 6 months and it just sort of kept going. I probably spent half of the year in Holland and the half of the year in the other factories around Europe, Austria, Germany, Italy, France, Ireland, the UK. But it's a very flat country. I hadn't been back for a few years. I came back to Birmingham. When I left, the city centre was a state, and when I came back, it had all been rebuilt, and I fell in love with the city again, and I just wanted to come home. Holland had lost its excitement, so I came back.
And are you proud to be in Birmingham and from Birmingham?
I'm very proud to be a Brummie, because I actually live in Wolverhampton now. not by choice. I couldn't afford to buy a house anywhere else. It is a nice city, but I'm very proud of Birmingham, very proud of being a Brummo.
What's it about Birmingham?
The buildings, the city centre. I think we've got a fantastic city centre now. The people are very nice, very friendly. Something I noticed that weekend, I was back for my sister's wedding. It just felt like home. Felt like I was home. But I'm Scottish by birth, and whenever I go to Scotland, I really do feel that I've gone home, which is a bit strange. But
where were you born?
I was born in Aston in Birmingham, in a slum. Bathed in a metal bath in front of the fire. Yeah, I'm that old.
So where's the Scottish background come from?
I'm from a very old family. Where the seat is in Wick, which is about as north as you can get, and my grandfather moved down to work as a young man, and he brought the family down later on. So I'm third generation Scottish, but we Scots never let go of it.
And you still feel a connection when you go up there?
Yes, definitely. When you look at my name in a phone book in Birmingham, you'll only find my dad, my brothers. But when you look at my name in Scotland, it's like looking at the Smiths. There's hundreds of us up there.
Is that something that's important to you, to have that name and that heritage?
Very, very. Don't ask why. It's just, it's me, it's us, it's the clan.
What are some of the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
My home, the business, like everyone else, we've been struggling. So I spend a lot of time working. My little house, tall buildings. Quite a mundane person, really, aren't I? and music, I love music.
What is it about music? What got you into that?
There was always a lot of music being played at home. I ended up in the brass band at school, Lord knows why. There's always been all types of music around me because I'm from a large family and each brother was into a different genre. Found my own way through punk. It's an outlet. Even at the age of 46, I still go to gigs and I still feel 17. I don't go down the front anymore.
You said you're not a huge follower of the arts, but it sounds like some of the things you do in cabinets is quite...
I had a proper granny, she used to bake her own bread, and she used to, in the summer holidays, get us tickets for activities at the Birmingham Museum and Art Gallery, painting. I remember we went on a course for stuffing animals. She used to buy us theatre tickets and the pantos every year. So I think my gran gave me my culture. I'm not the sort of person that will visit an art gallery unless there's something very specific I want to go and see. You're right, appreciate what's around me more, because I think life in itself is art. Many years ago, I went out with art student studying textile design, and she taught me a lot that textile doesn't just mean what your T-shirt feels like, but it's the frontage of a building or the pavement. So I just appreciate what's around me, and I'm really into things that man has made as well. I'll stop and look at a power station because it's the impact that man has had on that site. Very large buildings, very large construction projects. I'm always impressed. That's why I was impressed with the Angel of the North. I mean, it's just bang, it's there. So, art's all around us. You don't have to. It doesn't have to be in a frame.
And is the setting of Trafalgar Square and the plinth and the surroundings, is that significant for you?
Not particularly, no. The plinth could be anywhere as far as I was concerned. Could be anywhere. I think, okay, it's in a popular place where there will be a lot of people. But it could be on any street as far as I'm concerned. It'd still have the same value.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of the project and one of 2,400 people doing this?
Generally walking around the street doesn't mean anything to me, but deep inside there's this little pocket of, I'm just one of 2,400 people. When I look on the site and every day the people applied is increasing. I think I'm lucky. I feel privileged to have been given the hour.
And you said it had been a bit of a roller coaster before. Would you talk me through how you felt through each stage when you first applied and when you heard you had a place, and to this moment now, has that journey been?
Madness. It's not been a straight line, because some days I get up and look and think, oh God, I don't want to do it, and other days I can't wait, and I look at, I'm never going to beat that when I see someone doing something, and see the bad weather, and I've seen some terrible storms and people have been sitting up there, and I think, well, can I do it? Well, if everyone else can, I can.
And when you put your profile up on the website, you will have been asked to say three words that describe you. How would you describe yourself now?
Still a free spirit. I've always been a free spirit. Lost my mum when I was 7. Dad was very Victorian, and we more or less brought ourselves up. Although I'm the youngest of 5 boys, if I was ever in any trouble, they wouldn't come and help me out. You had to sort your own problems out. I've always done my own thing, and yeah, just a free spirit. That's why no woman has nailed me down yet.
And do you see your brothers?
Well, I work with one of them, so I see far too much of him. One who actually works in London, I see very rarely. We don't see much of him, he's very busy. Another brother lives in Southend, I see him every few weeks. Another brother lives in Birmingham, I see him usually when I go down. I see my dad possibly once every fortnight.
So you're your own person, would you?
Yeah, right? Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Well, I hope you have a good hour.
Thank you.
Thank you
for the opportunity.